fresh from a visit to Kosovo, Kanerva said that Kosovo is likely to declare independence very soon.
So, in a way, the moment has come.
Diplomats say that Kosovo is likely to declare independence as early as February 17th. Kanerva told a gathering at Washington's Woodrow Wilson Center that the 27-nation European Union is set to approve sending to Kosovo a special mission to monitor the territory's supervised independence.
That mission of approximately 1,000 people working for the civil society in Kosovo, trying to promote the circumstances and conditions in there. It is extremely important.
But the EU mission is denounced as illegal by Serbian Prime Minister Vojislav Koštunica. He insists that only the United Nations has the authority to intervene in Kosovo, a de facto UN protectorate since 1999, when NATO bombing drove Serbian troops out of the province. Russia, Serbia's ally, has blocked UN endorsement of an international plan for Kosovo's supervised independence. Kosovo's over 90% ethnic Albanian. 16,000 NATO-led peacekeepers are in Kosovo. Martin Sletzinger, the head of the Woodrow Wilson East European Program, worries about Russia's capacity to cause trouble over Kosovo.
I don't see how the Russians could physically stop the sending of a mission, but I think there are ways that they can get European attention if they're unhappy, which would make some of those countries at least think twice.
Following independence, the European Union is to take over many of the administrative responsibilities currently vested in the United Nations. Kosovo's government is coordinating its independence declaration with both the United States and the European Union. Most EU countries indicate that they will quickly recognize Kosovo's independence, but Cyprus, Romania, Slovakia, Greece, and Spain have indicated that they will wait and see. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.